1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It's the gift of care. Joining us in studio is the new executive director with One Care Home and Community Support Services. Stephanie Ellens Clark is in the studio. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Now, Stephanie, it's wonderful to see you again because last time we chatted, this was at the Grand Parade that was over the summertime with the warmer weather. And how much fun
changed.
Was that?
It was amazing. Yes. And Jamie was there and we had a great time.
Yeah. And raising great funds and great money for One Care Home Community and Support Services. So, Stephanie, you're new into the job of executive director, and we've got a campaign going on right now for the holidays, in fact.
Yes, I'm so happy to be a part of the organization. We offer such important services to our community, and we have a gift of care campaign that we'd love you to participate in. Basically, what happens is we're asking the community to raise funds for One Care to allow us to offer subsidized fees for our programs and services. So things like a meal, there may be a senior that can't afford the Meals on Wheels that we offer, and a donation can help that.
Yeah, something like that. And again, with One Care Home and Community Support Services, there are so many services that One Care provides. It's incredible.
It is. We have so many. It ranges from exercise classes all the way to, as I said, Meals on Wheels, transportation for people to get to essential appointments. We've got adult day programs, in-home PSW services. So the list is on and on. It really, things that people need to stay in their homes, but also things to be social and to be active in your community as well.
Yeah, and I can think of, you know, when we do fundraisers like Gift of Care or the Grand Parade, gosh, if we didn't have these services available for seniors in our community, I just can't think if, you know, something like this was not available.
For sure. It makes a huge difference in people's lives. It allows for autonomy. It allows for that caregiver to get out of the house once in a while when they maybe just want a coffee. So the truth is government funding isn't always enough, and we rely on the generosity from our sponsors and community members to make possible the crucial services and programs that One Care offers.
That's what it's all about. So it's happening now, the holiday season Gift of Care. You can help change the life of a senior living in our community this holiday season. So you can make donations right now, is that right?
For sure. People just need to visit onecaresupport.ca, and it's really easy to make a donation. And you can always just check us out on our website to see the services that we offer and the care that we provide in our community.
That's right. So you can make donations online, that sort of thing. As we do talk about with the postal interruption, you can still make a donation, be it online or whatever.
For sure. The postal strike is really impacting us. And so we really need people to head to the website to help out.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, we'll share all the details on our socials and with mystratfordnow.com. But you can make a donation for One Care Home and Community Support Services Gift of Care for the holiday season. New Executive Director Stephanie Ellens Clark with all of the details. Stephanie, thank you so much for the information. Did we cover everything, or just make a donation and get in on that?
I think we covered everything. I really appreciate this, and we really appreciate the people in our community that help to keep these services going so that people can stay in their homes. So thank you, Jamie.
All right, and thank you, Stephanie Ellens Clark. Thanks, Stephanie, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays.